In Egypt today, voters went to the polls in that country's first ever competitive presidential race. Hosni Mubarak is widely expected to win a fifth term, despite the efforts of 9 challengers. Election observers spotted a number of irregularities at the polls, but initial reports did not suggest any large-scale vote rigging. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
One longtime human rights activist said he didn't see any of the worst abuses of the past, stuffed ballot boxes or the like, but the dominance of the NDP, Mubarak's National Democratic Party, was clear at almost every polling station. In downtown Cairo, the first people voters met as they entered the Abdeen polling station were 2 women sitting behind a desk. As soon as they saw a foreign journalist approach, they broke into a kind of pro-Mubarak calypso chant, pounding the rhythm out on the desk. Others in the room joined in as the voters filtered past. Only later was it clear that these were not official poll workers, but National Democratic Party members, on hand, they said, to assist voters. There weren't a lot of ordinary Egyptians here shortly after noon, but those who did turn out didn't seem to need much encouragement to vote for the incumbent. Abdel Nasser Abd al-Rahman, a teacher at a religious school, said there's a comfort level with Mubarak that just doesn't exist with any other politician.
There is a democratic climate and stability and confidence between him and the people.
In another Cairo precinct, a pro-Mubarak song blared from loudspeakers at the entrance to the polling station. Although material endorsing candidates wasn't supposed to be present in the polling stations, the walls here were plastered with Mubarak posters and banners already congratulating the president. Inside, the head of one of the independent monitoring groups, Mohamed Zarey, runs down a list of violations he's seen here and gathered from observers elsewhere. He said some of the more interesting violations took place in Upper Egypt, far from Cairo.
Some of the polling stations, people were being transported en masse by the public transport. Some rigging cases were proved in Qena. 2 citizens went to vote, and they found that already somebody voted in their names.
The Presidential Election Commission, which prohibited the use of international observers, defended the vote as a fair expression of the will of the electorate. Spokesman Osama Atawiya said isolated cases of problems didn't add up to any significant fraud. He also disputed the evidence found by many observers and journalists in Cairo that turnout was low. Outside Cairo, where monitors and media were scarce, he said quite the opposite was true.
The truth is that the main problem today, as you have seen and many candidates have complained about, is the crowding at the polling stations.
Some journalists who reported from rural Egypt didn't find the jammed polling stations Atawiya referred to. This wouldn't be the first time official turnout estimates failed to mesh with on-the-ground reports. In May, when voters approved constitutional changes permitting this competitive vote, Egyptian judges supervising that voting estimated the turnout at 10%. The official figure came in at over 50%. Despite an official ban on demonstrations on Election Day, a few hundred protesters gathered in Cairo to condemn the vote. One of Mubarak's challengers, Ayman Nour, said separately that Mubarak's people were treating this election like past referendums, when Mubarak was the only candidate and victory was assured. Government officials insist Egypt's first competitive election will prove to be a model for other Arab governments to follow. That debate will continue in the coming days as the results are tallied and announced. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.